Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How to Attract Money, a timeless guide authored by celebrated thinker Joseph Murphy. First published in 1959, this book offers a compelling blend of spiritual, mental, and material advice intended to guide readers toward a life marked by abundance and fulfillment. Murphy's approach centers on retraining the mind and harnessing the power of the subconscious to attract wealth and prosperity. Joseph Murphy, born in 1898 in Ireland, was not only an adept educator and counselor, but also a leading figure in the New Thought movement as the minister director of the Church of Divine Science in Los Angeles. His profound teachings, much like those in his best-selling work, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, have influenced millions worldwide and continue to be relevant in today's self-help literature. How to Attract Money is designed for anyone eager to enhance their financial status, students of human behavior and psychology, and long-standing fans of self-help genres looking to revisit a foundational text in financial and personal growth. Join us as we explore how Murphy's strategies can lead not just to monetary gain, but to a richer life overall. How to Attract Money. Train your subconscious to grow mentally and materially. Introduction. Discover the secrets of magnetizing prosperity into your life. Picture the riches you often dream about: luxury cars, opulent real estate, serene vacations, or perhaps premium education for your children. These daydreams often share a fundamental essence: the joy, health, and support they promise. Indeed, while money itself doesn't brew happiness or fulfillment, it undoubtedly facilitates a bountiful life filled with delightful experiences. Acknowledging that you are deserving of wealth is the first step towards embracing prosperity. It's not just a privilege, it's your right to live a life brimming with happiness, health, and abundance. If you're ready to shift your perspective on money and start drawing wealth towards you, this narrative will guide you on just how to do that. Embrace the mindset that not only supports but also attracts the financial abundance you rightfully deserve. Part 1. Reframe your view on wealth. Why embracing financial abundance is healthy. It's a common theme in pop culture to depict wealth as a corrupting force: the rich antagonist in a movie, the greedy corporation in a TV show. These narratives might make for compelling drama, but they skew our understanding of what money really is: a tool for facilitating transactions and achieving dreams, not a mysterious force with inherent moral qualities. Thinking of money as inherently evil or corrupting is not just misinformed, but also potentially dangerous. It's crucial to shift this perspective and view money rightly as a symbol of exchange, a means to enable desires and aspirations. When you express a desire for more money, you are essentially expressing a desire for more opportunities and the ability to fulfill needs and wants. Whether it's purchasing a thoughtful gift for someone you love, or simply buying groceries without financial stress, money is just the vehicle that helps you make these things possible. Wanting a better, more secure, and joyful life is one of the most human desires imaginable. Seeking the means to provide security, health, education, and a promising future for your children isn't just natural, it's commendable. So, why would the desire for money, the very tool that facilitates these noble goals, be considered wrong? Often, a deep-seated notion persists that poverty holds some virtue, while wealth is to be frowned upon. This belief can subconsciously deter people from pursuing wealth under the misguided premise that poverty is inherently noble. Just as electricity, which can both power a home and cause harm, is not evil, money too is neutral. It is neither good nor bad. It is the intentions and actions of those who wield it that define its virtue. Understanding and transforming our ingrained perceptions about wealth can fundamentally change our relationship with money. Let's delve deeper into how adopting a healthier viewpoint towards wealth can lead to not only financial success, but a richer, more fulfilling life. Part 2. Believe in your power to shape your destiny. The power of belief isn't just a theme in motivational speeches. It's a recognized concept across both psychology and religion. Thus, believing in your limitations is the only real barrier to achieving an abundant life. Consider the true story of a man from Australia who dreamed of becoming a doctor. Despite lacking the financial means for university and even a high school diploma, he didn't give in to despair. Instead, he worked as a cleaner in a doctor's office, constantly surrounded by the very diplomas he aspired to earn. Rather than succumbing to negative self-talk like, "I'm not smart enough," or "It's too late for me," he visualized his own name on those diplomas each night. He refused to accept his supposed fate and maintained his focus on his dream. His dedication didn't go unnoticed. One doctor recognized his potential and offered to train him as a technical assistant, teaching him to sterilize instruments, prepare injections, and perform basic first aid tasks. Impressed by his commitment and talent, the doctor eventually sponsored his education, enabling him to complete high school and attend medical school. The man ultimately became a renowned doctor in Montreal. This story illustrates a profound truth. By challenging and changing our negative beliefs, we open doors to new possibilities. The subconscious mind plays a critical role in shaping our actions and realities. By positively influencing our subconscious beliefs, we set a course towards success that we're naturally inclined to follow. By embracing a mindset that nurtures dreams and rejects restrictive beliefs, anyone can pave their way to a life of abundance and fulfillment. Part 3. Transforming your mindset to welcome wealth. While the advice "think positive" may seem overly simplistic and challenging to implement due to our deeply ingrained subconscious barriers, it's undeniable that wealth generation largely stems from mindset. One effective method to shift this mindset is through the practice of affirmations. Begin by finding a quiet moment to enter a meditative state, perhaps during the twilight moments before sleep or a tranquil midday pause. Allow your thoughts to gently probe the nature of wealth. What does it truly represent? How is wealth generated and sustained? Let these reflections guide you into a relaxed awareness. In this state, introduce affirmations of wealth. For the author, affirmations resonate closely with prayer. He believes that as the world was created abundantly, affirmations can act as prayers that unlock the free flow of wealth, helping to dismantle the subconscious barriers that might be holding you back from achieving financial success. However, starting affirmations can be tricky, especially if they seem implausible. For instance, proclaiming "I am wealthy" might feel dishonest if your current financial situation suggests otherwise, possibly even reinforcing negative beliefs. Instead, choose affirmations that you and your subconscious can realistically accept, such as, "My wealth is growing," or, "Every day, I am more successful." These statements provide a more believable trajectory of improvement and are less likely to cause internal conflict. As you nurture a more positive outlook towards money and success, gradually, more ambitious affirmations will feel attainable. Viewing these goals as inevitable endpoints makes the journey towards them more feasible. This mindset transformation doesn't just change how you view your capabilities, but actively propels you towards a richer life. Part 4. Avoid sabotage. How envy and greed hinder wealth. We've discussed the importance of nurturing positive thoughts about your own financial success to attract wealth. Equally critical, however, is how you perceive the financial success of others. Feelings of jealousy, envy, and bitterness can severely undermine your financial health. When these negative emotions fester, they reinforce a subconscious belief in personal scarcity and obstruct your potential for wealth. Consider the scenario where a colleague receives a promotion you were vying for. Viewing their success as your loss can lead to a psychological disengagement from your work or the company. This mindset focuses on what was taken from you, rather than what could be congratulated or learned. Conversely, if you choose to feel genuinely happy for your colleague, you maintain your engagement and nurture relationships that might bolster your own success down the line. Another potent example involves the consequences of gaining wealth at others' expense. During a wartime coffee ration, a woman anticipated a shortage and bought up large quantities of coffee from multiple shops. Although she never physically stole from anyone, her actions deprived others of their share. Eventually, a burglary at her home not only cost her the hoarded coffee, but her valuable jewelry and silver as well. Her fear-driven actions, dictated by a scarcity mindset, ironically led to real loss. This story illustrates a crucial point about wealth. Amassing money through means that harm others or feed into greed eventually erodes the very stability and happiness that wealth is supposed to provide. Money should facilitate positive experiences and feelings of security, not detract from them. Reflect on the true purpose of attracting money. It's not about accumulating a pile of currency, but about what that money enables you to do and feel. Losing sight of this purpose and getting caught up in the symbols of wealth rather than its substance can be akin to stealing from your future self. This isn't about questioning the morality of wealth, but about ensuring that the pursuit of it reinforces rather than undermines your ultimate objectives. Final summary. The journey to wealth starts within your own mind. By fostering a healthy psychological relationship with money, you set the stage for financial success. Training your subconscious to view financial opportunities positively can profoundly influence your ability to make sound decisions and thus enhance your financial standing. Your belief system fundamentally shapes your reality. How you perceive your own financial status, as well as the success of others, plays a critical role. Utilizing positive affirmations is a powerful tool to reshape any underlying doubts about your capacity to achieve and maintain wealth. Remember, you are the master of your own destiny. Steering your mental focus towards prosperity will naturally lead the rest of your life in that direction. You possess all the capabilities needed to live a life of abundance, supported by the financial means necessary to sustain it. The only barrier to achieving this is your own self-limiting beliefs. Break through these barriers and you open the door to a life rich with possibilities and financial security. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.